Blog Talk Radio.
Ready? Sounded pretty good. You kept it up.
Wrong.
I'm working on a business. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstain. Better for my Lord. Well, I never get tired of working on a building. I'm on up to heaven. I'm holding up the bar of stain, standing for my Lord. Well, whatever tired of working on the building. I'm going up to heaven, oh, yeah, to get my reward, my reward.
Yes, I'm working on a building. Yes, it's true foundation.
Say again real quick, I got lost on the end.
Okay, I'm here now. Can you hear me now? Because I know you couldn't hear me before. That's why I called in. Okay. Anyway, I hope you can hear me now because this is my last resort. That's all I got. Anyway, I got a phone call from my brother yesterday. He is in hospice. He told me he wants to go home by the end of the month. Well, told him if you can, you just go for it. But I actually don't think he's going to. You know, it's not. If he does, that's fantastic. They'll have somebody go home and check in on him, and that's good because it's better to be home. So we'll see if that happens. That would be wonderful if it does. But he was feeling good enough to call me, and he was so proud of the fact that he got himself out of bed and into a wheelchair. Wheeled himself to the bathroom, and then somehow, he says, stood up and walked the two steps to the toilet. That was the first time in over a week that he's been able to use the toilet. So who knows, but he is in some pain, and they are giving him stuff for it, he said. But that's why he feels so good. So, I don't know. I hold out hope that he can do what he wants to. And if God deems that tomorrow's the time, that he will be able to die at home. Because it's more comfortable that way, you know. But God has it. It'll happen however God has ordained that it will happen. God's taking care of him. He knows God's taking care of him. And he asked me to play three songs, okay? They're not gospel songs. But I told him, for today, it's the first time he's requested songs of me, I'm going to bend the rules. Because he's my brother, and I love him dearly. And he is going to exit this world, and I won't ever get to be able to do this for him again. So, I am accepting the fact that I will never be able to see him again. It's just not going to happen. So I figured the least I can do, the first time he's ever asked me, is to play songs for him. And I told him I would. I love my brother. And Tim, I know you're out there listening. If you're not listening right now, I know you're going to listen to it later because I told you how you could do that. And this is for you, bro. I love you. You got my heart, baby. Here you go. Time Loves a Hero by Little Feet. Heard Little Feet before. I thought it was a strange name. I don't remember what song I heard before, but I remember liking it. So here's another one that Tim wanted. He gave me three of them, and his favorite will be next, but this is the middle one. It's called Dixie Chicken.
I'd like to introduce some folks who are going to be playing and singing with us tonight. Miss Emmy Lou Harris. And Miss Bonnie Raitt. And Mr. Jesse Winchester.
All right. I like that. I think I like Little Feet. Or Big Feet. Or Indian Feet. Anyway, don't ask. I have no idea. It just kind of started falling out. Okay, here is his favorite song. It's called Spanish Moon. All right. Good songs, Tim. Thank you. Hey, baby, you just introduced us all to Little Feet. And, you know, I don't care if they're not gospel songs. They were good. So I'm glad that I could play those for you, bro. And I hope you loved them. Because I know you may not be listening to them right now, but you're going to listen to them later. So you're going to get the benefit of them. You're going to hear them. You're going to know your big sis played them for you. And I hope it makes you feel good, baby boy. I do hope it makes you feel good because it's great. It's great to be able to do that for you. And I know this is the first time you ever asked me. So it was special for me to do this for you. All right. Okay, kids. Here we go. Now we can get into the gospel stuff. And my brother is a Christian man. Yeah, he accepted Jesus a few years ago, and he is a Christian man, and we know where he's going to be, and I know that I'm going to see him, going to see our sister that went before us, and some aunts and uncles and grandma and grandpa. Yeah, he's going to have a good time. It's going to be great. All right, so here, I'm going to play the Blackwood Brothers. Jesus is coming soon.
Trouble sometimes are here, filling this heart with fear. Freedom we all hold dear. Now is that day. Humbling your heart to God, saved from the chastity rod. Sing the way pilgrims trod, risen the way.
All right. And you know, the Blackwood Brothers is a quartet that JD used to be a member of. So there you go. You heard that bass, right? There you go. All right, here's Elvis doing a gospel song. You knew that was coming. Well, I could either play Elvis doing this or the Singing Contractors doing this. I thought Elvis would probably work better right now. So here's Elvis doing He Touched Me. Take one and two.
This will be one.
Mm-hmm.
We go. And thank you guys for all the well wishes for my brother. I really, really appreciate that, but we don't have to be sorry. We really don't have to be sorry. I know when I first heard it, I felt horrible and I cried and I thought, you know, he's been there his whole life. I've had my little brother there and now he's not going to be there. But I used to be afraid for him. And forgive me, Timothy, but I'm going to tell some of your story here, honey, and I know you won't mind. My brother was a drug addict. He was an alcoholic, and he smoked like a chimney. I don't know if he still smokes because he can't breathe well enough to smoke, but up until ago, he did. But he doesn't drink, and he doesn't do drugs. And he's been off of those for a few years now. And that is thanks to Jesus and the Lord God. He found the Lord in his heart and was able to quit drinking and get off the drugs. Now, I'm not sure the time frame here. I don't want to hazard a guess, but he's off of those because he found God. We don't need to feel sorry that he is departing this world, guys, because he's going to go and be with Jesus. We don't have to be sorry about that. If we want to feel sorry and we want to cry and we feel pain, it's for ourselves, not for my brother. My brother is going to be just fine. He's going to be happy. He's going to be singing with the angels. And he's got a beautiful singing voice. I wish he had taken that up. But, you know, he's good, guys. He's good. You don't need to be sorry for him. He's good. And we're good as long as we accept that that's how it's going to be. God has this in hand. God is in control of this. Not us. Going to wish for something that is against what God's will is. And I know that Tim would not do that either. He knows that when it's God's time for him to go be home, he's going to go. And he's good with that. He's fine with that. We're not sad about it. It's a good thing. We're not sad. When a Christian dies, never be sad except for yourself in your own heart. You can be sad because you won't have them to talk to or to hug or to laugh with anymore. Be sad for that loss. But don't be sad because you lost that person, because that person is going to be with God. And my brother is not sad. This is okay. This is part of life. This is part of what he's not going to have to, he's not going to have to deal with hurting. He's not going to have to deal with not being able to breathe. That's going to go away. What is there to be sad about? There's nothing to be sad about. There really isn't anything to be sad about. I love my brother so, so much. I've loved him since the day he was born. And I've prayed for him all his life. But you know what? The prayers took hold. And he's going to go home to be with God. He's going to see all of our loved ones that have gone before him. There isn't anything to be sad about, baby. Not one thing to be sad about. It's okay. It's all good, all right? It's all good. There you go. All right, I am going to play the Showalter Brothers doing Sweetest Song I Know.
I've heard them sing, he paid the price and Jesus bore it all. I've heard them sing, I'm coming home and hear the Master's call. I've heard them sing the modern songs and songs of long ago. But amazing grace, how sweet the sound is, the sweetest song I know. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, oh how sweet the sound. No sweeter song could in this life be, could be found. I've heard a found where sinners plunged or washed in white, white as snow, but amazing grace, how sweet the sound is, the sweetest song I know.
It was the song my mother sang in sweet and humble voice, like music from the world above. It made my soul rejoice. It's soothing words and melodies like rippling water flow.
But amazing grace, how sweet the sound is, the sweetest song I know. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Oh, how sweet the sound. No sweeter song could in this life be found. I've heard a fountain spin and plunged or washed in white with white as snow. But amazing grace, how sweet the sound is, the sweetest song I know. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Oh, how sweet the sound. It's the sound. No sweeter song could in this life be could be found. I've heard a fountain spin and plunged or washed in white with white as snow. But amazing grace, how sweet the sound is, the sweetest song I know. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Oh, how sweet the sound. Is the sound. No sweeter song could in this life be could be found. I've heard a fountain spin and plunged or washed in white with white as snow. But amazing grace, how sweet the sound is, the sweetest song I know. But amazing grace, how sweet the sound is, the sweetest song I know. But amazing grace, how sweet the sound is, the sweetest song I know. But amazing grace, how sweet the sound is, the sweetest song
I know.
I love that song. I love that song. That's so cool. So nice. I'm sitting here looking at Reba McEntire songs that I have loaded into my studio, trying to go eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I love everything she does. I just love it. Okay. Jesus Loves Me. I'm going to do that one because
Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes. Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.
You know, I learned that song when I was 6 years old, first started going to Sunday school. And I still like it because it has such a good message to it. And it's a message that children can understand. They don't sing the second verse that I've learned when I was a child. It's not politically correct anymore. That's sad because it brings to mind people all over the world, whatever race, creed, color, or sex. God loves them, every one of them, and none of that other stuff matters. It just doesn't matter. So there you go. All right. What I'm going to do here, guys, is Alan Jackson and Alison Krauss. I have so many great songs in here. Alan Jackson and Alison Krauss, The Angels Cried.
They came from near, they came from far, following a distant star to where he lay. Not being sure of what it meant, but knowing it was heaven sent, they made their way. And the creatures gathered round and didn't make a sound, and the angels cried. It filled their hearts with joy to see, and knowing of his destiny, came tears of love. And the creatures gathered round, didn't make a sound, and the angels cried. I've often thought about that night and wondered if they realized that star so bright
was sent to tell all the land the Son of God would soon become the Son of Man.
And the creatures gathered round and didn't make a sound, and the angels cried, and the angels cried, and the angels cried.
Yes, the angels cried, and so did the rest of the world, and they figured it out. Here we are with, this was one of Don's favorites, by Lawrence Tuning, The Anchor Holds.
I have fallen on my knees and I've had visions, I've had dreams, I've even held them in my hands. But I never knew they would slip right through, as if they were only grains of sand.
Because everything else that happens in this world will cut you adrift in the storm, and you're going to get washed over, you're going to get sunk under, you're going to bob to the top, you're going to choke. You got to have the anchor. The anchor holds you in place. Holds you in place, keeps you stable, keeps you able to weather out the storm. That anchor. Here is one of Elvis' favorite hymns. This is, well, it's not a hymn, it's a gospel song. And he used to always have J.D. and the Stamps do this song when they would have their after-concert sessions. So here's J.D. and the Stamps doing The Lighthouse.
Thank you so much. Let us sing a couple of songs that we sung with Elvis almost every night. We're so old with the lighthouse.
There's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed about, it sends out a light that I might clearly see.
and the light shines in darkness. Now will safely lead me home. If it wasn't for that old lighthouse, this ship, it would sail no more. Now everybody that lives about us, they say tear the lighthouse down. For the big ships, they don't sail this way anymore. So what's the use of it standing round? Then my mind goes back to that stormy night, when just in time I saw the light. Was the light from that old
house goes with that anchor. Shows you where the rocks are. You're supposed to avoid them. You know? Yes, and I could say something about a certain situation, but I'm not going to. Everybody has to decide for themselves. You just got to look is not. And then make up your mind. Don't go on what you want it to be. Look at what actually is happening and what is not happening. And then you can decide, okay? That's all I'm saying. I've decided for myself, and other people have decided for themselves, but you have to look at the evidence of what is happening and what is not happening. And then don't listen to what you want the truth to be. Listen to what your mind and your heart is telling you the truth is. The truth will out. You know, it might take longer, it might take shorter, but the truth is going to come to light, whichever way it goes. But you have to be ready to accept whatever it is. Okay? That's all I'm saying. And I'm not going to talk about it anymore. That's why I haven't talked about it until now, because I'm not going to do it. So if you don't want to hear what I have to say, don't mention it. Keep it in your heart and wait for the time that you will know one way or the other, okay? Here is Sister Rosetta doing "The Lord Followed Me."
Went to a meeting one night, and the Lord followed me. at me. All my meanness seemed to see. Told it right out publicly. And the Lord followed me.
I hear her, it amazes me all over again. She's so good. And this was back in the 40s. And I mean, my gosh. She was so far ahead of her time. And she was, God, I love it. I love listening to her. She's fantastic. Okay, here is a trio, Saved and Kept. And the song they're going to sing is The Next Time He Comes.
Came to earth the first time, a lowly manger was his bed. Shepherds came to him to worship, wise men were so gently led. And a virgin was his mother, oh the wonder of all time. Christ in flesh, God incarnate, full of truth and grace divine. But the next time he comes, he won't have to die for me. The next time he comes, there won't be a Calvary. The next time he comes, we'll begin eternity. For when he comes again, he'll be coming for me. From the lofty courts of heaven came a rose on earth to bloom, knowing when he left his father that his fate would be the tomb. But the grave, it could not hold him. Angels rolled the stone away. Now the mighty rose of Sharon is still blooming yet today. But the next time he comes, he won't have to die for me. The next time he comes, there won't be a Calvary. The next time he comes, we'll begin eternity. For when he comes again, he'll be coming for me. I remember when I met him, how the Spirit took control. He established all my goings when he saved my sin-sick soul. For a king to come from heaven, knowing then of Calvary, oh, what love. beyond the measure that he gave this life for me. But the next time he comes, he won't have to die for me. The next time he comes, there won't be a Calvary. The next time he comes, we'll begin eternity. For when he comes again, he'll be coming for me. When he comes again, he'll be coming for me.
All right. I like that. That's a good reminder for us. It's a good reminder for us that he is coming again and he's going to come get us. And I think that's a wonderful thought. Yep. Everything's going to be hunky-dory and all taken care of come that time. All right, here's the Oak Ridge Boys, Every Day.
Just my fine. You're lighting up the load that you bear. You know what all troubles are in this world. It seems like a least we can do. Just take that smile into the street and share it with everybody you meet. Every day, I want to shake somebody's hand. Oh, yeah. Oh, every day, I want to make somebody.
I like that song. That is nice. They've only had that one out for a few months, and it's great. They do a good job. They always have. They've always done a good job. I love it. I totally love it. All right, here's one that we just never thought to come from this quarter, and it's not new. He's had it out for a while, of course, because he's been dead for a while. This is Roy Orbison, and he's doing You'll Never Walk Alone.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky and a sweet silver sound of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be soft and
he does that. He does a good job. That's good. Here's Casting Crowns, Scars in Heaven.
If I had only known the last time would be the last time, I would have put off all the things I had to do. I would have stayed a little longer, held on a little tighter. Now what I'd give for one more day with you. Cause there's a wound here in my heart where something's missing. And they tell me that it's gonna heal with time. But I know you're in a place where all your wounds have been erased, and knowing yours are healed is healing mine. The only scars in heaven that won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven are on the hands that hold you now. I know the road you walked was anything but easy. Picked up your share of scars along the way. Oh, but now you're standing in the sun. You fought your fight and your race is run. The pain is all a million miles away. The only scars in heaven there'll be no such thing as broken. All the old will be made new, and the thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven, yeah, are on the hands that hold you now. Not a day goes by that I don't see you. You live on in all the better parts of me. Until I'm standing with you in the sun, I'll fight this fight and this race I'll run, until I finally see what you can see. Oh, the only scars in heaven won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new, and the thought that makes me smile now, and even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven on the hands that hold you now?
Boy, that one will make you cry, won't it? I like that song, but it does grab your heart. It really does. Okay, we're going to have some Johnny Cash. Yep, yep, yep. This one's called God's Gonna Cut You Down.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sleep. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
like when Johnny Cash does that song. There have been a couple of other renditions that I didn't care for, but I like Johnny Cash's version. That's pretty good. All right, here is Josh Turner doing Long Black Train.
There's a long black train coming down the line, beating off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin only evil remain. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the head. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory.
Promise and a warning in it. And it's a good song. It is. While we've got Josh Turner rolling with that wonderful bass voice, let's hear him do Three Wooden Crosses.
Mm-hmm.
farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left the harvest, a home and 80 acres, and faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land, as he laid his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's the story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
All right, people. Thank you for joining me today. I really do appreciate it. I hope you got something out of the music. I hope it gave peace to your heart and enables you to deal with life as it comes at you. Sometimes that's hard to do, but if you listen to this music, it'll be easier. And I hope it helps you in some way to put a smile on your face that you can go out and share with others, because everybody needs to see a smile. Everybody needs a smile. Everybody loves a smile. Go share it. Just do it. Spread the love and let everybody know that God's in your heart and Jesus is holding your hand, okay? May the good Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord to make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. I'll see y'all Tuesday for the Elvis Show. Just walk with Jesus, guys. Walk with Jesus.
in his time. He makes all things beautiful in his time. Lord, please show
you do.